2 Thessalonians chapter 1 is a passage that really just demolishes this idea of a secret rapture. Those who believe in the pre-trib rapture believe that he will secretly come in the clouds. No one will see him. He will not be revealed to this earth. He will not come in power and great glory, as it says in Matthew 24, but that he will just secretly come in the clouds. No one will hear the trumpet except us. We will disappear. Everyone will be wondering, where is everybody? No one will know what happened, and so on and so forth. Because they ignore all the verses that say, he cometh with clouds, every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Revelation 1:7. But listen to what 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 says, beginning in verse number 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. So when is God going to give us rest from our troubles and tribulations? He says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. So when do we get our rest from troubles? He said, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, and he keeps on going, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed in that day. So right there we see that the same day that we get rest from our troubles is the same day that he comes in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. The same day that he's revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, that's the same day that we receive rest, and it's the same day that he'll be glorified in his saints and admired in all them that believe. So you see, the day when the rapture takes place is the same day that God begins to pour out his wrath. He removes us from this earth right before he pours out his wrath. So nobody's going to be asking, where is everybody? Because they're going to see him revealed from heaven, and there's going to be fire and brimstone raining upon them. They're probably going to be more worried about the fact that fire and brimstone is raining upon them. And then shortly thereafter, with the first trumpet, the Bible tells that all green grass will be burned up on the whole earth. I mean, the whole earth is going to be scorched with fire and brimstone. One third part of the trees will be burnt up. All green grass will be burnt up. Fire and brimstone raining from heaven. Is that what the Left Behind movie showed you about the day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to give us rest? About the day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to be admired in all them that believe? Is that what the Left Behind movie showed you? What it says in Luke 17, that the same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone, and that's how it's going to be in the day when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed. Read Luke 17. Compare it to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. The secret rapture is a hoax.